Welcome to Laughs Uncut. I'm your host, Zoltan Cassis, and that about covers it. Now let's get to the funniest uncensored sets from your Laughs TV faves. First up, we're going to the theater at Pechanga Resort in Temecula, California, to hang out with the hilarious Kabir Singh. Let's do this.
I just got off vacation with my girlfriend recently, which was awful. We got this huge fight in the hotel room. She went on level 3 flip out. Ladies, you know what that is. Yelling, crying, throwing stuff. She starts threatening me. She's like, I'm gonna jump out the window. Yeah, she's like, I'm gonna jump out the window because the way you make me feel. I was like, oh, snap. I panicked. I run downstairs to wake up the manager. I'm like, hey, man, wake up. Me and my girlfriend just got in this huge fight. He's like, that's not my problem. I said, look, man, I don't think you get it. She wants to jump out the window. She's going nuts. I need your help. He's like, that's not my problem. I was like, it is your problem. The window is stuck. You need to go up there and fix it. Because this is my only way out. We've been going out for 5 years, so we're at that point where we just hate each other, right, obviously. Like, we love each other, we just don't like each other. Like, I'll do anything for her. I'll take a bullet for her, but I won't do her any favors. Like, if a Dr. Pepper can explodes in her face, I'd block it, but I'm not buying her Dr. Pepper. You know what I'm saying? That's not how I do it. She has a kid, too. I don't know how old it is, but it speaks a lot, and I don't like it at all. He's a big Call of Duty fan. You guys play Call of Duty at all? We had to take him to a Call of Duty tournament in Las Vegas. He gets knocked out round one. Comes up to me kind of crying. I was like, you know, this is what happens. You know, life's not that easy. And then he gets mad at me. He's like, it's not like, he's like, you don't understand how hard Call of Duty is. It's not like the garbage you used to play when you were a kid. And I was like, I'd like to see you play Oregon Trail. Really? You're shooting people in the face. I'd like to see you take a family of 5 all the way to Oregon with a limited amount of supplies. You got 5 pine cones and a carrot. Good luck. I would like to say good luck. It's nice. I'm enjoying this. It's good stuff. I'm Indian. All my friends are white. They always try to categorize me, right? Like, recently my friend's like, hey, man, you're Indian, right? I'm like, that's right. So you're from India. I was like, way to go, Steve. You nailed it. He's like, all right, India's in Asia. Guess that makes you Asian. I was like, nah, man, Asians are Chinese, Japanese, Vietnamese, right? All the knees. He's like, my bad, you're not Asian. I guess it makes you what, like Middle Eastern, right? I'm like, whoa, 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 Asian it is. Take it easy, buddy, right? Don't start that again. Do we have any Middle Easterners here tonight? All right, 3. All right, looks like I'm skipping the next joke, right? It only takes one, right? JK. JK, everybody. They seem cool. I actually recently got the new iPhone with Siri on it. Siri is racist. Siri does not understand Indians at all. Siri only understands white people, and that's it. Every commercial is white people showing up. Beep, beep, Siri, could you tell Michael and Jason that me and Ben are on the way, please? Beep, beep, mess a set, no problem there. Then I use it with my Indian cousins' names, and all hell breaks loose, right? Then I use them like, beep, beep, Siri, could you tell Rajinder, Badinder, and Satinder that me and Priya are on the way, please? Beep, beep, we located 5 7-Elevens in your area. That's hella racist. I don't appreciate this at all. I'm going broke. Anyone here broke who has no money? I love being broke. I don't even care. Being rich is easy. Being broke is fun. Every day is an adventure. Right? When you're broke, every day you wake up, you're like, if anything happens, I'm done. I like it. It's tough to pay bills even if you have money. There are too many passwords. Like, how do you expect me to remember all of these passwords? I got the Verizon bill last week. I had to crack the Da Vinci code to pay this. I called them up. I think this is gonna be a 4-minute conversation. I called them up, like, what's up, Verizon? It's me, Kabir Singh, let's do this. They're like, what's your account number? I'm like, 478-9432. Where do you live? 2000 Walnut Avenue. What's your date of birth? 12-30-84. Then he's like, what's your bill pay password? I was like, you bastards. What in God's name is that? I don't know what that is. Let's just move on like gentlemen. He's like, I can't. I need your bill pay password. But I have good news for you. In case you forgot, you set up a password hint. I was like, of course I did. I'm always one step ahead of the game. That's what I said. Quote it. I'm like, what's my hint? He's like, your hint is turtles. I was like, God damn. I was like, I don't know any turtles, man. This has to be some sort of mistake. Is it Teenage Mutant Ninja? I don't know any turtles. Can we just move on with our lives, please? He's like, Ken, I need your bill pay password. I need to make sure it's you. I'm like, who's out there paying other people's bills? Right? It's me, Turtle. No one steals some dude's identity and pays off all of his stuff. That's the opposite of what occurs. Do you know what my password turned out to be? It turned out to be Rocket. Because turtles are slow and rockets are fast. Yeah. Thank you, Jack Daniels and marijuana, for that combination, right? How high and drunk was I when I set that up? I'd love to go back in time to watch me set that up. They're like, what's your password? Rocket, what's your hint? Turtles, obviously the opposite. Lock that up. I don't want anyone else paying for this. This is my responsibility. I'm a big boy now. I want fingerprints. I just got back from doing shows in the UK. I don't know if you guys have been to the UK lately. They hate us. They hate Americans. They think we're lazy and stupid. And I want to say something back to them, but I couldn't because I was very fatigued. And I didn't have the facts. To be very honest. After my show in London, I go up to this guy like, hey man, why don't you like America? He's like, we don't like America because you go to other countries, take them over, and screw stuff up. I was like, really, bro? You're British. And I'm Indian. Did you really just say that to me? He's like, jokes on you, bro. I'm from Germany. And I'm like, well, then you really need to shut the hell up. Really, Germany? Pardon me, messed that up. Indians get made fun of for a lot of stuff, but some stuff is true, right? Like, Indians will bargain. We don't care. Indians will bargain anytime, anywhere. We'll bargain while we're getting robbed. Robbed, I've seen it. Hey, put your hands up. Okay, buddy, hear me out. How about I put one hand up, okay? Let's just calm down. It's like, how about you give me all your stuff? How about I give you half of my stuff? And you give me your watch. That's a very good deal. Let's think about it. Let's really think about it. It's like, how about I shoot you in the face? How about you just stab me and we call it a day, okay? Why don't we just go home? That's why you never see any Indians on Deal or No Deal. It would take too long. It would just be 5 hours, some Indian guy yelling, no deal, no thank you. Tell that banker to come down here, I'll slap him in the face. I'm like, what, dude? We haven't offered you anything yet, sir. You're in line. This is an audition. You're freaking out. I just saw my ex-girlfriend recently, which sucks, right? When you see an ex-girlfriend. Because women become hot after the breakup. Have you noticed that? That's what women do after the breakup. That's when they get the new clothes, the makeover, they become hot, they shove it in your face. That's not nice. This happened to me. I'm at a party. All of a sudden, my ex-girlfriend walks in. She's beautiful, gorgeous, a complete transformation. And now I got to hear from my friends, right? Right when she walks in a party, all my friends are like, yo, bro, isn't that your ex-girlfriend, bro? How'd you let that go? You let that go? I'm like, that's not what I let go. Who is this? I don't like this at all. The worst thing is that when you see an ex-girlfriend in like terrible situations, like the last ex-girlfriend I saw, I was like in a grocery store. It's like, you never see them at a wedding, suited up, looking good. I saw it at a grocery store, 6 a.m., jogging pants. I got cereal in my hands, talking to myself. Well, should I get Captain Crunch or Cheerios? I like Cheerios, but I feel like going on an adventure. Dumb stuff. Then all of a sudden, my ex-girlfriend shows up, right, with her new boyfriend. She's like, hey, how's it going? I was like, God damn it, not now. Who's this? And they always upgrade. Oh, you know, how's it going? Here's my new boyfriend, Scott. He's the welterweight champion of the world. We just got done traveling America on dolphins. Dolphins, huh? Then she's like, what are you up to? Now I have to lie. But my lies are lies. She's like, what are you up to? I'm like, well, I'm the president right now. I don't know if you know about that. A lot of jurisdiction. Did I say that right, sweetie? I'd like you both to leave. I love doing stand-up comedy, man. It's my favorite thing. I forget out there other people don't know I'm a comedian, and I'll think the funniest thing possible. Most of the time, it's really inappropriate. Right? Like, I remember the last date I was on was with this girl. She started opening up, not in a good way, emotionally. She's like, you know, when I was 8 years old, my dad went out to get hamburgers for the whole family and never came back. And I was like, damn. Those must have been some amazing hamburgers. Guys. Do you remember where he went? Now my parents want me to get an arranged marriage. For some of you guys that don't know what an arranged marriage is, that's in my culture where a guy's dad will call the girl's parents and they'll just get them married without even meeting. You meet at the wedding, boom, done. I thought that was an awful idea until I saw my cousin's wife. Wow, she's hot. My cousin looks like something out of Narnia. I saw them together, I was like, sign me up, let's do this. Fellas, if you think arranged marriage is a bad idea, think about how cool it could be in America. Think about it. You're at a club. You go up to the hottest girl in the club. You're like, hey, baby, you want to dance? She's like, no. Then you could say, well, too bad, bitch. My dad talked to your dad, and guess what? We're dancing. You know what I'm saying? I sent you an email, and you read it. It's official. Tell you something about my mom before I go. My mom runs stuff in my family. My mom runs it, right? Latin families, same things. Indian families, my mom is the boss. My dad is useless. I didn't even realize how useless my dad was until I was 8 years old. When I asked him for some permission, he apparently had no authority given me. While my mom was out grocery shopping, I'm 8 years old, I go to my dad. I'm like, hey dad, can I go play in the sprinklers? He's like, you want to go play in the sprinklers, buddy? You go ahead, you have a good time. Don't you, buddy, buddy, don't you, buddy. I wasn't worried until you said that twice, but that's right. Thanks, Dad. 5 minutes later, I'm with the sprinklers having the time of my life, and then guess who shows up? Out of nowhere, my mom, like a goddamn falcon. She just flies in, lands on the sidewalk. She's like, hey! What do you think you're doing? I was like, I'm playing in the sprinklers. She's like, who told you? Point them out. Who told you? No, I would like to meet the person that told you. I would like to say hello to the person that told you that you could play in the sprinklers. May I please let him know who did what to? I'm like, Dad told me I could play in the sprinklers, Mom. She's like, oh. You asked your father for permission. You might as well have asked a banana. And then my dad sells me out because he's scared of my mom, right? She's like, did you tell him he could play in the sprinklers? He's like, I don't even know this guy. Who is this guy? It was an honor and privilege performing for you guys tonight. Thank you very much. And enjoy the rest of your evening. Thank you, guys.
Kabir Singh. I was actually at that taping myself, and he crushed it. You can find out what he's up to on Twitter at Kabizi. Fun fact time. Most comedians were everyday civilians, just like you, before they stepped on stage. Like me, I used to work at a mechanic shop, and our next comic, Monica Nevy, worked with kids. But when she figured out that they're the worst, she turned to the world of stand-up. Here's Monica Nevy doing what she does best at the Pechanga Comedy Club.
That's good. Hi. I do stand-up. That's what I do. I used to have a day job, though. I used to work with kids during the day. Thank you so much. No, because they are the worst people in the world. I hate them so much. Thank you. Because of that, I do not want kids. Don't want kids. Honestly, I don't want to ruin my body. I know that's a terrible reason. I know. But I don't want to. Like, if I was going to have multiple children, I would ask for C-sections, right? Then I would ask for separate scars so they look like abs. You know what I mean? That's... Some ladies in here are like, God, I should have thought of that. If there are any parents out there, your kids are dumb. And could be your fault, could be mine. It's probably yours. It's getting worse though, right? I watched a fifth grader, so he's gotta be 11, looking at a magazine, and he tried to touch the corner to change the page. You're gonna let that kid make his own chicken nuggets? All right. And I didn't know what to do, like I'd never seen that before, right? So I just kind of saw it, and I stood up, and I walked over to my desk, and I tried to figure out how to tie my own tubes with a stapler. It's cheaper that way. It might not be that I hate them. Some people don't like it that I talk like that. But you don't want them to grow up and be bad people, right? And you can tell by their behavior issues exactly what dickhead they're gonna be when they grow up, and it's frustrating. You're like, get down. Yana, get down. Do not climb the tetherball pole. Please get down. Yana, do not climb the tetherball pole. Get down. Fine, learn some tricks while you're up there. You're gonna need them. Okay. Let's see where you guys are at. It's her real name too, I hate that kid. I get it, we're all different, we do things differently, that's fine. I'm a visual learner, makes it really easy for me to visualize things. Sometimes that's a bad thing, right? We were standing around and one of my friends was like, oh, sex is like pizza, because even when it's bad, it's good, or whatever. And I said, no, sex is like pizza because it's always way more greasy than you want it to be. That hit home, sorry. But unfortunately, that gives me this mental image of like this big greasy guy trying to get on top of me. And I'm like dabbing him with a napkin. Thank you. Are fun. Thank you. I wish I was a princess. I know I don't seem like someone who might wish that, but I do. I watch the princess movies. I still watch the old ones. Kind of difficult to watch now, though, because they're wrong. Like Sleeping Beauty and Snow White, that's like a frat party that went wrong, right? Who's kissing girls that are asleep? Don't do that. Don't do that. I think The Little Mermaid was actually made for adult, straight men, because they fall in love when she can't talk at all. And she's super stupid. He's like, who's the quiet chick combing her hair with a fork? Let me talk to her. That happens in that movie. I want to be a princess because I think they were on drugs. I know that that is the wrong reason, but that is my reason. You're in a big house by yourself, right? You're talking to teapots. Okay. All your friends are mice? Cool. And I like weed. I do. I like weed. Thank you. But you got to be responsible about it, though, right? I know that I can't stay home if I smoke weed, so I'll just fall asleep or try and eat my own house. It's like to go out, walk around, do things. I also found out, though, that I do not like to talk to people when I'm high. I found that out because I don't know if you know, but oh my God, I'm too high to talk to you, is not the proper response. When they ask you what you want at Starbucks. It's tough. It's tough being an adult. Or whatever I'm pretending to do. And I dwell on things. I don't know if you guys do that. You kind of play the what if game. You know, what if I didn't spend all that money? What if we didn't break up? What if when Sleeping Beauty woke up from her coma nap and saw Prince Charming, she was like, whoa, hey, I like black guys. What if? It's a different movie. Oh, man. I am single, from Seattle, Washington originally. Thank you. Yeah, go Seahawks or whatever. I didn't realize dating there was weird until I had gone to other parts of the country, right? Like, I used to date a guy, and his idea of us spending time together was to each bring our own books to a coffee shop and then read them there separately. It's weird. But dating's about compromise, so I let him do what he wanted to do then so that I could do what I wanted to do later. And what I wanted to do was not date him. So that worked out. I just think that's very soft, right? People can be too aggressive, too. I was walking downtown Seattle, and a guy yelled at me all the way across the street. He yelled at me. He said, hey, girl, I see that nice ass. The things I would do to you. That's what he said. So now I have two options. I can either find out what he'll do to me. Spoiler alert. Or I can be aggressive back, which is what I chose to do. So I said, hey boy, I see those nice arms. The things I would make you move. That was the end of that, so it worked out. Like, we get it, right? Like, we've all had our bodies for a long time. We know what gets attention and what doesn't, right? My butt has always gotten more attention than anything else, but she's always been there. She's always had my back. I know. She is the Marsha of this Brady Bunch. I think you should like all of yourself, and I do. I like the rest of the Brady Bunch, too. Bobby and Cindy, I like them, too. Call them that because they're the same age but different sizes. It's normal. My humor and my sarcasm are definitely the reason that I'm single. I'll give you an example. I was sitting at a bar the other day by myself because I was waiting for a friend that I don't have. And the guy came up to me and he was like, oh, I noticed you across the bar. I was wondering if I could buy you a drink. And I went, oh, wow. I said, that was good. That was really good. So now I'm going to give you an A for that. I'm going to give you an A for absolutely not. Because I thought it was funny. Right? He didn't think it was funny. And he said, well, I'm going to give you a B because you're a bitch. I was like, well, it's better than a C. Right? Thank you guys so much. I'm Monica Nevy. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Monica Nevy has a hilarious web series with parody meditations that will help you chill out and make you laugh. What's better? It's called Mellowing Out with Monica, and you can watch it on YouTube. This next guy has my favorite name on today's podcast. Ready for it? It's Noriko Ott. But I'll let him tell you about its origins. From Harvey's Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon, here's Noriko Ott.
Hi, everybody. My name is Noriko Ott, and that name sucks. The name doesn't suck. I just shouldn't have that name because Noriko is a Japanese name, and my family is Duck Dynasty White. Or more specifically, we are DUI on a jet ski white. Twice this summer already. This is as nice as I can dress up, too. Because if I put on a, thank you, if I put on a nice shirt and tie or something, like I go to a wedding, you're like, you'll show up at that same wedding and be like, this wedding has a magician? That's awesome. That is fantastic. If I put on a nice suit, I look like a real estate agent that only sells castles. Anybody got roommates out there? Who cares? We're on TV. Look. I got a roommate. Got this roommate. He's a guy that likes to try to better himself all the time, but he's stupid. So it works out great for me. This last weekend we ordered a pizza, and when the pizza came, he was like, "Hey man, check out what I learned on Life Hack." And then he tore the lid of the pizza box off, and he used it as a plate. That's all he did. That's it. I'm like, that's not a life hack. That's a hobo tip, man. Are you serious? I'm like, you know you could use your shirt as a napkin? Life hack. You know, if you search a stranger's ashtray long enough, there's still some pretty good cigarettes in there. For you. Life hack for you. You know, they can't charge you rent if you sleep in the woods. Life hack. I want to hear him come up with his own. I want to corner him and be like, okay, make up your own life hack. And he'd be like, did you know hands are like forks you can masturbate with? I don't know. So silly, man. It's real fun. Something I think is really awesome is like how far gay rights have come in this country in a short period of time, like in our lifetimes. I think that's awesome. Yes, absolutely. What's funny as a comedian, though, is when you think about how far the other side has had to backtrack in a short period of time, it's hilarious, because they've had to be like, gay people cannot get married or join the military, or one more time, gay people cannot join the military, and what's that? Okay, well, they can't get married, I'll tell you, what? All right, well, I'm not going to sign their marriage certificate, well, I'm not going to make them a cake. Have you ever been so wrong in your whole life to backtrack all the way from God hates you to no more sweets, you guys? It's enough sweets. And those bakery owners that don't want to make a gay wedding cake, here's the other best part. They don't have, that's the only place on earth they have any authority to bother you. Like, that's it. So, like, they just walk, it's such a feudal position. They walk into work every day and they're like, there will be no gay cakes. Read the oven. I wrote it on the oven. Back at home, my wife says I have to put all my model trains in the garage. But here, I'm the conductor. And what I say goes, my daughter doesn't want me to drive her to school anymore because I have all of Leviticus written on the back of my van. But here, at the He Is Risen Bakery, man shall not layeth with man and tasteth of red velvet. It's written. What if that spread to other places you went to? Like you go to a bagel shop and they're like, no. You get a top and a top or a bottom and a bottom. No shenanigans. Or you go to Taco Bell and they're like, two tacos? What are they even gonna do together? I don't even understand. You're talking about, you get a taco and a churro the way God wants you to. That's funny. With the rise of the anti-vaxxer movement right now, we've got more people in this country that aren't being vaccinated against preventable deadly diseases than ever before, and that's messed up, you know? But on the plus side, that means right now is the perfect time for Native Americans to re-gift those blankets. It's perfect. It's perfect. What white person can say no to an OG Pendleton blanket? You can't do it. Oh my goodness. I read recently that the United States government, we spend $600 billion a year on the military, and that's not soldiers' pay, by the way. That's just $100 bags of laundry and planes that don't fly, and every time a Halliburton truck runs out of wiper fluid, they set it on fire, apparently. So it's a lot of money, you know what I mean? I feel like things cost more money all the time. Like, I don't know if you guys heard, but like next month Netflix is gonna be raising. You know what? I didn't want to be on TV anyway, so fuck it. Reset. No, I feel like things cost more money all the time. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you guys heard, but next month Netflix is gonna be raising its prices. It's gonna be $20 a month for Netflix streaming. Did you guys hear about this? Yeah. That's not true, but you see how you felt pain inside just now? Over $20? $600 billion, you got. You see how much more upset you should be now about that other number. Just trying to make it real for you. I found out one Tomahawk missile is $1.4 million. That's 7 Lamborghinis. We could just drop 7 Lamborghinis on a terrorist camp. And that's a way bigger screw you to terrorists when you think about it, is to try to crush them with douchey symbols of wealth from the sky. You just drop golf clubs and dressage horses and Louis Vuitton bags packed with tiny dogs. We could just let them rain down. Rich people stuff. We could just make a cannon that shoots giant front doors. All right, guys, that's been my time. Thank you so much. I've been Noriko Ott. These are great.
Noriko Ott. What a great name. Check him out on Twitter at @Noriko_Ott. Our final comedian of the day was one of our favorites. LaShonda Lester taped with Laughs in 2016, and her career seemed to be on the brink of taking off. In fact, she was about to tape a Comedy Central half-hour special. Unfortunately, we lost LaShonda earlier this year to kidney failure. The comedy community is still in mourning, but today we're going to celebrate her life and her talent with one of her hilarious Laughs tapings from the Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas.
Thank you. Oh, you guys seem like a pretty fun audience. Way funner than the last group of people I did a show for. Did a show for some nerds. For a convention called The Future of Bitcoins. And I was like, Bitcoins? The hell is that? And I looked it up. I was like, oh, hell no. Excuse me. Are y'all trying to pay me in bitcoins? Because if I had a choice between like that and some Chuck E. Cheese tokens, I take them tokens every damn time. Because at least I know they street value. Bitcoins, what is that shit backed by? Like 12 Snickers and a Magic the Gathering card? Y'all not even on the gold standard. Can never get no hot young dudes to buy me no drinks after these shows. There's always an old dude, not really elderly, but like old enough that they still call titties bosoms, like that kind of old. Nasty. One time I had this guy come up to me after my set. He was like, I like you. You is funny. I'm gonna buy you a drink. And before I could even tell him what I wanted, he was like, I already know what you want. You want a nice tall glass of whiskey. Do I look like I'm about to rob a stagecoach to you? That's something you offer somebody in the old West that just shot like 4 Wells Fargo horses. Right? Remember back in the day, they would like rob a horse and a stagecoach and they would come in with 4 bits of gold and be like, barkeep, I just shot everybody on the road. I'ma need some whiskey. For the record, I like drinks that are both fruity and exotical. Fruity with 2 O's, let you know I ain't playing. I recently tried mushrooms for the first time. Yes, somebody told me I was supposed to learn something from that, and I did. I learned that shitty music sounds way better on mushrooms. Because I was listening to some Katy Perry like, God damn! This bitch go hard. Oh. Katy Perry's so good. Are you sure it's not Celine Dion? I don't know. I need to get famous. See, I'm trying to get famous, not because I really want to be rich. I just want some better food to eat. That's all. Like, my idea of making it is to be able to drive down the freeway with a plate of steaks in the passenger seat with a seatbelt on, because I am safe. And just being able to just lean over and just ever so gently just rub them. And then just be like, I'm famous. Ain't no such thing as a recession. That's just a lie perpetuated by the Illuminati. Call me, y'all. I'm ready. anybody here shopping Big Lot? I hate that place. That place is terrible. It's like the Island of Misfit merchandise. You could buy a couch there for like $75, but it's gonna have 13 legs on it. That is not a couch, Big Lot. That's a centipede. I know my insects. And see, I knew I should have left the ass alone when I bought a calculator that had 6 number ones on the keypad. But I was like, I'm gonna work with y'all, because it is a recession. Like, the absolute worst thing they have is the food selection. Like, let me give you a little shopping tip. I ain't gonna even charge no money for it. Don't ever buy nothing that's 83 for a dollar. That's not even a real price. That's a dude in the back hitting a blunt talking about, you know what? They ain't gonna never believe this. 83 for a dollar. Cause that's how we do it. Like, they had some stuff there called Hamburger Companion. And it was supposed to be comparable to Hamburger Helper. Yeah, if Hamburger Helper tasted like grease, salt, and ass, sure. Right? Because everybody remember the little fingers. You'd be like, hey, you lazy as hell, don't feed your family, huh? And you'd be like, yeah, Cheesy Mac. Fed me for 19 years, and I'm all right, except for some kidney failure. Yeah, Hamburger Companion got a mascot too. His name is Cleophas. And Cleophas is basically just an old gym sock with a thyroid condition. Just one big eye talking about, I'm just trying to feed your family tonight. Who the hell you not, Cleophas? My family be done locked me out the house messing with you. I don't know. I was out shopping last week and I got a text on my phone from somebody who was like, hey, LaShonda, let's do business. And I'm like, oh, it's the Illuminati, yes. And they finally returned my call. So I go home and I open up my email and it was from the United States Bank of Hong Kong. And apparently, see y'all laughing. Apparently, my granddaddy had a brother over there that died and left me $11 million. I don't think that was the truth. But I called my granddaddy anyway. I was like, screw it. So I called my granddad and I'm like, hey, granddaddy, how you doing? Listen, do we have any family not in Detroit? And he's like Alabama, a little further out. The Caribbean? Further out. And he's like, okay, what are you, let me turn my hearing aid up. What are you trying to ask me? Do we have any family in Hong Kong, is what I'm just saying. And he was like, let me turn my hearing aid back down. And it's like, are you high? It's like, that's not the point. And then I got so mad, I was so angry, and I wrote them an email, and I'd like to share it with you right now, because I was pissed. I don't like people playing with my emotions like that. Stop sending me this BS. I got my own problems to deal with without your scamming ass filling up my box. You want to know what's going on with me? I'm debating whether or not to feed my family some stuff called Hamburger Companion. And I know it ain't good for them. And you over here promising me false riches. If I could, I would come to the United States Bank of Hong Kong and do you like R. Kelly did that girl in that one video. That might not make it on TV. Just playing, R. Kelly. I hate y'all. And I hope the good Lord finds you on Judgment Day and punch you in the face. And they sent me an email. And it just said, LOL. Hate their ass. I mentioned earlier, but I'm originally from Detroit, but I do live in Austin, Texas now. Yes. Been there about 13 years. Didn't know anybody when I first moved there. Like, I made friends with the dudes at the taco truck, but that's where I bought my weed from, and I just don't like mixing business with pleasure like that. Gets all messed up. So I decided I was gonna put an ad on one of these little chat lines that they used to have before all these new little sex apps. I wasn't even looking for that. I was just looking for some people to go to the zoo with. And nice ad, just, hey, how you doing? My name's LaShonda, I'm new in town. If you think you can show me the city, leave a message. And I got a message, all right. Like 2:30 in the morning. It was a dude with a snotty nose, breathing real heavy. Talking about, you sound like you could be cute. Listen, we having a threesome tonight. And we need two more people. All right, that's my time. I'm LaShonda Lester.
LaShonda Lester, lost too soon. She was an incredible person as well as a comedian. So this one's for you, LaShonda. That's all we have for you today on Laughs Uncut. Come back next week for more uncut, uncensored comedy.